I'm joined once again by Anne Hornsby from Mind's Eye Description, and that means we're going to be looking ahead to some audio-described events. We've got some theatre, we've got some arts, we've got some dance in there for you as well. Anne, great to have you back.
Thank you very much. Lovely to be back.
Before New Year, maybe even before Christmas, we did mention a little bit about Dada Fest, which is coming up in 2025. It's still on the horizon. I know you're going to be doing some stuff there, but tell us a little bit about Dada Fest anyway.
Yeah, this is a festival that comes out of Dada, which is a disability and deaf arts organisation based in Liverpool. And they have a festival which showcases disabled artists. So it's a really wide-ranging mix of genres, that visual arts, events that happen in museums, stand-up comedy or sit-down comedy, as they sometimes call it, for the wheelchair participants. They do plays, they do musicals, kind of satires. There's a lot of commenting on society, so some of it's quite political and some of it's just a good laugh and good entertainment. So music, comedy, theatre, a bit of all sorts. It's all done by disabled people. Dada is run by disabled people. And then they ask audio describers to come in to provide description of the different events. And of course, sign language interpreters and sometimes captioners as well. So they do their best to provide access. They only use venues which are wheelchair accessible. They do everything they can to make the whole festival as accessible as possible. And their new chief executive, Zoe Partington, she is visually impaired herself. So my goodness me, we better make sure our audio description is up to scratch.
Absolutely. This takes place in Liverpool. Have you done Dada before?
Yes, it's been going for many years now. I think it's coming up to its 40th anniversary, but we've been working them for probably about 20 years. And it is spread across the city and sometimes outlying parts of the city in venues big and small, really. It's a real mix of different events and different styles, different feels. The theme of the festival this year is rage against the prejudices that are still there. It's interpreted in lots of different ways. So the events kick off around the 8th of March and it carries on until the end of March. So obviously we'll keep people posted on our website and through social media. As soon as we have the events absolutely confirmed that we'll be providing audio description for.
We will be giving people contact details a little bit later and if they want to check out your calendar or get in touch with you. But let's head to the stage, the bread and butter stuff, I think we could call it. So you seem to be doing more and more. And we are going to look at a dance event later, but let's look at Shirley Valentine, you know, really famous film. I'm sure many people will be familiar with it, but probably quite new to some as well.
It's a great play, and Willie Russell, who wrote Blood Brothers, Shirley Valentine, and Educating Rita, amongst other things, he has a particular skill, I think, of writing for women. He seems to understand women. I think it's probably from his years of being a hairdresser and having the opportunity to talk to women every day and maybe hear some of their concerns. So Shirley Valentine is a middle-aged woman and her children have grown up and left home and she's at home with her husband, who's not the most exciting of chaps. And she starts to think, well, is this all there is to life, just cooking egg and chips or chips and egg, depending on where you come from, so every Friday night? And she has the opportunity to go to a Greek island on a little holiday with a friend, and this opens up her horizons in many different ways. Now, it's just a one-woman show, but by the end of it, you are absolutely convinced that you've met her husband, you've met her friend, you've met the guy she fell for in Greece, because of the skill of the writing and the skill of the performer, you honestly think that you have met these people and that they have appeared on stage. So it's a great piece of writing. It gives you food for thought, and it's very entertaining and witty. And this production is in Liverpool, so it's returning to its roots. But I'm also working on a production in Bolton, and that one is going to tour to one or two venues. So as we always say, if audio description isn't on offer, then do ask for it. Even though it's not a really complicated play to follow with just the one voice, there are some lovely moments of staging which it will be a shame to miss without the audio description.
Where and when will you be doing this one, Anne?
So this one's Friday the 14th of March at 7:30 p.m. and that's at the Liverpool Everyman. The Bolton one is a couple of weeks before that, and then, as I mentioned, it does go on tour. So I know it's going to be audio described on tour at Blackpool Grand, and then it will be going to other places. So hopefully the audio description will go with it.
Okay, well, to finish off, and we're going to leave the theatre behind us, was in a way. We're going to move on to dance now, and this one involving a company from the Netherlands.
It's a piece called Figures in Extinction, and there are actually three parts to the evening. So there's Figures in Extinction 1, 2 and 3. Each piece lasts about half an hour, and they are about mankind's relationship with the environment. And it could loosely, I suppose, be described as the past, the present and the future. The first two parts of the dance evening, the trilogy, if you like, they exist already. We're working with dance theatre in the Netherlands. And then the third one is currently in rehearsal. So this will be presented alongside the other two as a world premiere in Manchester. So dance is always a challenge for describers. You sometimes wonder if you're saying too much or if you're saying too little. And if you ask some people in the audience, they'll tell you one thing and other listeners will have a different experience. Maybe it kind of depends on if you've always liked dance or if you're new to it. But this one, we had the opportunity to speak to the creative people and be a bit collaborative with them. So if we're wondering what a series of movements might be wanting to say to an audience, and then we can say, what is it that you're feeling, and that what do you want the audience to think and to feel at this time? So rather than you just saying they stick their hand in the air, you know, you might be able to say their hand extends in the air like a tree growing or swaying in the breeze, or a plant coming into flower, or you can find more of a narrative there, really, which tends to make more sense and make it a richer experience for those that are listening. And often we get sighted people really enjoying that as well, because it just gives another layer of interpretation to the piece.
I get the big part of interpretation there, and it must be, I suppose, quite a fine balancing act to do that. But do you also have to think about the music as well? You know, obviously that makes up a lot of the dance and sometimes the story as well. Do you find it can be a bit of a challenge knowing when just to let the music play and when to come back in with the descriptions as well?
That's a really good question. Yes, I think that's why you have to really know that score. And obviously, when we're doing the classical ballets, I used to describe quite a bit at the Royal Albert Hall in London. And so they would be some of the well-known pieces. And they have pieces of music in that people love, and they kind of don't want you trampling over them, telling them every move that a dancer is creating. So it's always a question of editing down, and you start off almost describing every move because you rehearse it and you work with a video, and then of course you realize you haven't got time to say all that. So then you have to look at what are the key moments, and if there's a big crescendo building up, then you want to speak before that and set it up and then let your listeners go along with that crescendo and then come back in again when maybe the music's quiet and down and just pick up the story then. So it's a real question of working in harmony with the music, but at the same time, not leaving the listeners thinking, well, I don't know what's happening now.
Fine balancing act, as you say. And where and when will this be?
Figures in Extinction takes place at Aviva Studios in Manchester. So that's produced by Factory International with the Dance Theatre in the Netherlands. And that's on Friday the 21st of February at 7:30 p.m.
Fantastic. Just finally, Anne, if people would like to check out all the other shows and arts events you're involved with, how can they get in touch with you and how can they get the info?
The best way is to check the website. We have a news page on there and we have a calendar of events and we're able to update that all the time. On Facebook and Instagram, it's Mind's Eye Description. On X, we're at Mind's Eye Arts. Or you can just drop us an email anytime, especially if you've got a query about the time for a touch tour or if something has audio description or not. And that's Mind's Eye Description at gmail.com.
Fantastic. And we'll catch up with you again next month. But thanks once again for joining us on the R&IB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Alan.